Hello and welcome to the finale of Tag Across Europe. At the end of the last episode, we came inches from catching Ben here in Hoald, Luxembourg. We had boarded Ben's train thinking we had him trapped, but Ben, not even realizing that we were in Hoald, had gotten off on our platform to transfer trains. Now we're being sent back up to Luxembourg station on an empty train, and he's about to hop on a train that goes further into his region towards Metz and Nancy. There are just over 7 hours left in the game, and it's still a toss-up. If none of us make it to our win location by 8 p.m., then the win is going to go to whoever's region the runner is in at the end of the game. If we can catch Ben within the next few hours, then Adam might have enough time to make it back to his territory. So let's see if we can recover from this game-changing swerve.
He's not on the train. He must have gotten off.
He's still there and he's showing live. We just got swerved.
He must have seen us getting on. You gotta respect that. When's the next train from there? What's that station called?
No.
What? Is there a good one?
Okay. There is my train. I'm getting on it. The question is, are Adam and Sam on it too? If they are, there's nothing I can do about it.
Well, it's been a few minutes, and I don't see Sam and Adam, so I think that means that either they didn't realize that I was transferring trains, or they weren't in Luxembourg at all to begin with. Either way is very good news, because that means we're getting pretty freaking far.
Adam.
Yeah.
He's on it. We just set him up perfectly for that. Jesus.
I mean, that's pretty incredible.
Oh, man. Just like perfect connection to the exact spot. Here's what I wonder. I wonder if he was just like planning on taking that transfer.
But that train stops at Bettenberg, so we should have just gotten off there.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah, weird. No, he must have spotted us. Well, I guess we need to get on the next train to Metz, then.
This gets into Metz at 1:27. We'll have a 30-minute lead.
30 minutes? Jesus, ours is slower?
Yeah, ours is slightly slower.
Off. All right, well, let's get to the platform.
Wow.
Damn. That is embarrassing.
Wow. How can you hate him for that? I mean, it's just good gameplay there.
Yeah, uh-oh.
It's fine.
Once we get to Nancy, at least we'll be, like, comfortably in my territory, and then we can start playing really unpredictably, and that is going to be fun. We've already been playing a little unpredictably, but it's because there was a rat that was controlling my mind. This time, it will just be me for fun. Okay, see you in Nancy.
Goodbye, Luxembourg.
We might actually already be out. It's pretty
small. No, we're not.
Pretty small.
We're okay. Not yet. I checked. I can't believe that. That's crazy that he pulled that off.
Yep.
You gotta respect it.
He's officially in France.
Bonjour to him.
I speak French in Luxembourg too, but.
Okay, well. Bonjour
Sorry.
To us.
Yes.
Bonjour to everyone, really, in a larger sense.
Yeah. Except the Chinese Communist Party.
Yeah. Not bonjour to the Chinese Communist Party.
Not a fan.
To them, I wish them adieu.
Okay, so now something kind of weird happened. While Ben was on his train to Nancy, he found a train from Metz to a tiny town called Bar-le-Duc that only leaves every 4.5 hours. If he could catch the next one and get himself trapped out there, it would be almost impossible to catch him by the end of the game. The thing is, he only found this route as his train was pulling into Metz station, so he panicked and got off his train, not yet realizing that he didn't have enough coins to take the train to Bar-le-Duc, and that the next train from Luxembourg, which we happened to be on, was going to arrive before he could leave the station.
Okay, I've gotten off my train at Metz. There is a train from here to Bar-le-Duc, like half an hour. And there's not another train until 6:30. So if I get on that and I get to Bar-le-Duc, I think that they're going to have a really hard time getting there. I think I'm going to be like, kind of, I don't know. I'll be all posted up. I'm sorry. I'm a little frantic. I just realized this all at the last second. I don't have enough planes to get there. So I have to pull a challenge and I have to be able to do it here. Okay. That's the situation. That's the situation. Okay.
Cursed! For the rest of your run, veto periods last 3 times longer.
I'm not vetoing it. I am not going to veto that. And in fact, I may not even have to pull another challenge this game, so this might have saved me. Okay. Now I just have to, figure out that train to Bar-le-Duc. Bar-le-Duc. Okay. It's not for a little while. It's not until 2:06. So as long as they can't get here, as long as they can't get here before 2:06, I'm getting on that train and then I think I'm safe. So the question is, are they going to get here? Okay, I have to do some research. I have to see where they could get. I'm shaking.
It looks, I mean, it's 1:33. Ben's train should have left at 1:32, but it seems like he's still in the station.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes these are tracker errors, but
I mean, it shows live.
We'll see.
Yep.
I mean, we are going to be at Metz, where he is, 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I may have myself. If they can get here to Metz before I get on that train, then I'm finished because there are no other trains that I can get on. But if I get on that train, I think I might win, like, there and then, pretty much. So it comes down to this. Are Sam and Adam about to arrive in Metz, or aren't they? I don't know.
He's still there.
He's still at Metz. We will be there in 6 minutes.
Ben?
I think
it's the end of the line.
I think
hey,
that you're...
train time.
That was good.
Thank you. Adam, what are you researching?
Nothing.
Nothing?
He's looking at Twitter?
Yep.
Okay. What does Twitter say about the train routes to Germany?
Shut up.
Adam, we are basically here.
Okay.
Still shows him in the station, so this could be a tricky search. And that also means that he could be, like, on a platform or on a train that is about to leave.
I guess I might as well hide, because there is a possibility that they are on that next train to Metz that does get here just before the train that I want to take. So if they are on it, I guess I want to waste as much more of their time as I can.
Oh, there he is. There he is. He's running.
Where is he running?
I see him. I'll go get him.
Is he running to the platform? Are you sure you saw him?
Is that him? Wait. I thought I saw him.
Adam.
Yeah.
On the tracker, he's that way.
Okay.
Just in case Adam and Sam get here before my train to Bar-le-Duc, I'm going to hide in this photo booth. I guess I might as well get some photos while I'm here.
Choisissez votre produit en touchant l'écran. Attention, ces photos ne sont pas conformes pour les documents officiels. Souhaitez-vous continuer?
I don't know what these words
mean. It kind of looks like he's in this main hall over here.
That train's not going anywhere, is it? He couldn't have just gotten on it.
I mean, there is a train to Nancy leaving in 2 minutes, but...
Wait, where's that?
I don't know.
Oh, shoot.
But it looks like he's in here.
Please look straight ahead. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Wait, where's the train to Nancy? Platform A. It leaves in 2 minutes. We need to get to platform A.
It kind of looks like he's in here.
Okay, well, I think we need to get to platform A, though. But that's a long way out.
Well, according to this, we passed over him.
He's got to be on platform A. He's got to be on platform A, Sam. It's platform A. Platform A.
Please look straight ahead.
I don't see him. I don't see him anywhere. That's platform A. Where is he? Is he up there?
I'm going to check up here. It shows him right here.
Is he, like, hiding in this parking lot?
I mean, like, this is the exact location where it shows him.
Oh, wait. Okay. There's my photos. He's got to be hiding somewhere out here.
It shows him right here. I think we need to search elsewhere. I think we need to go down.
Yeah.
I mean, tracker accuracy, it's giving us a really accurate position.
It's giving us an accurate live.
But like right here.
I don't hear any frantic-sounding voice yet.
Maybe we need to see if there's, like, a basement level or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or maybe we need to check the shops?
In 1 minute, then I'm gonna run for the train. Okay, here I go. I don't see them. And they would probably be frantically running up and down this train if they were looking for me. Okay, we're leaving. I still don't see them. I think I might have made it.
Uh-oh.
No.
What could he have taken? How did he...
No way. What did he get over? We just left. How is that possible?
You checked the Nancy train, right?
I thought I checked it. It left like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. What was after that?
He is on a train. Let's go.
How did he pull that off? What?
Oh, where? God.
What other trains were there?
I don't even know. I'm trying to figure it out.
I really don't understand.
We should have played more defense on the trains. We should have just, like, stood on platforms. Made sure he couldn't get on anything.
Well, I mean, the Null C one I thought was the only option.
Okay. I saw a regional line.
I'm gonna put this here and you can stand. My arm's tired.
I saw it went like, I'll find where it went.
No, I agree. I also saw that.
Verdun or something.
No, but that goes north. The train to Verdun leaves to the north. I checked that.
There are no trains from here that go the direction he's going. What track is he on? I can't even figure that out.
Well, he's on the track that goes to Paris. I think he's galaxy braining it, and he's going to get back to his territory through Paris or something. I don't know.
This doesn't make any sense.
And, like, I haven't seen him stop yet.
This doesn't make any sense at all.
A lot of his moves have not made sense.
I just realized a really good idea. I could put my mic on my hat.
Okay, this has to be it. Let me look. Yep. 206. That's it.
We can't get there until...
We might have to go to Paris and then go the other way.
The fastest way to get there is through Paris. Getting there at 6 p.m. That
is what that we is, took. How did we miss that? I guess we couldn't find it because, like, there's so few of them. There's one every, like, 4 hours.
Well, why couldn't we find one here? Yeah, because I think we were looking at the departures soon. And there's only one every couple hours, so...
That's 100% what he's doing. Okay.
So, hey, my sandwich.
Sorry.
Okay, well, they're not on this train. So, I can get to Bar-le-Duc without getting caught. I don't think Adam's going to be able to get back into his territory in time. Maybe he'll think of something if they catch me, but...
We might have just been GG. I mean,
I genuinely don't know if there's anything we could do.
Maybe not. So, I mean, I think at the very least it makes sense to head down to Null C.
Okay, let's go to Null C.
It appears Ben has stopped.
Well, there's actually quite good trains from Nancy to where Ben is. They're only an hour.
Yeah.
And there's one in... When are we going to get into Nancy?
I think like 3:50-ish, maybe.
3:50?
Around then, I don't know.
Oh, shoot. There's one at 3:35.
Oh, no, we're not going to make that.
All right. Bienvenue. Bar-le-Duc. So, we are now in my territory, and there are about 5 hours left in the game. And Bar-le-Duc is pretty good, to be honest. There are not a lot of trains that go here. We're pretty in the middle of nowhere. When Sam and Adam do catch up to me, Adam won't have any options. So, I'm kind of going to just wander around and see Bar-le-Duc. Let's take a little tour.
Leah,
is that a statue of Leon
Trotsky?
No.
Okay, so Ben is in Bar-le-Duc. We can seemingly get a transfer there.
Yeah,
we can
get there from Nancy. We would arrive around 5:40.
Maybe there's enough time?
He is trapped there.
Pretty much.
He has no trains to get out of there that don't just go back towards Nancy.
Yeah.
So we are going to be able to tag him. The question is just, can I get back into my region? We are not far from my region.
I don't think
I could have as... No, I don't think you do.
Yep.
Yep.
Welcome to Nancy. Well, good news, bad news. Bad news is that the hourly trains to Bar-du-Luc leave 4 minutes ago. Good news, we have like 56 minutes here where you can just check things out.
We're sure there's no faster way?
Assuming Google is right. Next train to Bar-du-Luc, 4:34.
Okay.
Bar-le-duke-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-do That's pretty, pretty. I'm going to sit by the river. Ooh. Well, there have been several times on my run where I thought that I had a sense of where Adam and Sam are. But at this point, I really got to say, I don't know where they are. Seemingly, they got themselves in a mess of trouble somehow. I think they would have caught me were it not for something unforeseen. But that's how a cookie crumbles. Oh, I would love a cookie.
Well, welcome to Nancy. Thank you. I'm glad to be here. And well, I was going to say I'm glad to be here in Nancy, but frankly, I would much rather be in Bar de Loup. Yeah. Well, I mean, in a more real sense, I would rather be in my region after catching him in Luxembourg. To get swerved twice in a row.
Yeah, that's tough stuff.
We spent all that time on the parking deck.
I mean, it showed him right there. It's going to look real embarrassing in the edit.
It's not going to be one of our finest moments.
No. Well, this is very pretty. Look at that. Look at that.
What?
Look at that. Look at that.
Look at what?
Look at that. Look at that.
Oh, just look at things in general?
Look at that. Look at that.
Are you calling me that? Feels rude.
Yeah. Look at that. 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 Look at that.
Look at that. That's pretty slay. That's pretty epic win. Right, guys?
I should probably go back kind of this way, towards the station. So, we're about 10 minutes away from Ben, but it's 5:20. How are your options looking, Adam?
Quite bad.
Okay, hello. So, after looking at all of the arrivals and all of the departures going into Bar de Luc, at this point, there is no way. There is mathematically no way that Adam could get to his win area by the end of today. So I don't have to go anywhere. I just have to sit on this bench and take in the view and wait for Sam and Adam to get here, I guess. Let's see when they show up.
Last train, probably.
Welcome to Bar Le Duc.
Place that I'm sure the camera is intimately acquainted with by now.
Yeah, Ben's been here for a while.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, very pretty looking.
Ben seems to be waiting somewhere this way.
I like the things on the hill.
It's very pretty here.
Look at that.
I don't think we need to really worry about sneaking up on him.
No, I don't
He doesn't seem very concerned. Okay.
This has been quite the roundabout tour of Europe to end up approximately 125 kilometers, less than 100 miles away from where we started.
Yeah, we
took the scenic route. Look who it is.
There he is.
He's not running.
No, and I don't think he probably needs to.
It's a nice little spot you got here.
Seems like that's that.
Well, Ben, as I imagine you have figured out, I cannot get into my region before 8 p.m.
No.
Which means you are the winner of Jet Lag Season 7.
Yay! I didn't think it would happen, but it did.
Ben, I have something for you.
Is it?
But it's not in there.
Oh. It was under here all along?
The trophy was inside you all along.
Oh my God. It's on top of my head?
Yeah, but now it fell into your lap just now.
Oh, it fell into
my lap just
now.
Yeah.
Sam.
That was a good game, Ben.
I mean, you earned that.
There were some very tight moments.
Beating us two different times.
I was wondering. I was sure there must have been some close calls, but I couldn't tell exactly.
You couldn't tell where.
Wait. I have some guesses as to.
Where did you think there were close calls?
Well, because there was some thing where I got ratatouille, where I was like, I'm going to make it look like I'm going back to Luxembourg, but then actually I'm going to get on.
Wait, that is amazing.
You don't know.
That is amazing.
What happened?
Oh my God, Ben. The train that you were headed on back up to Luxembourg, that you got off.
We got on that train at the station that
you got off.
What?
We assumed you saw us.
No.
Well, here's the thing. We thought we couldn't believe that you could have made that transfer one station before.
Yeah, why didn't you just get off earlier?
I don't know.
You anticipated our move.
We were there for 10 minutes looking for you before you got on the train to here.
I wasn't sure. I was hiding in a photo booth. You want to see? Wait, in fact.
I bet that we have footage of the photo because we.
Was it on platform one?
I took this. Well, no, it was down. It was down in the station a little bit.
What an incredible run.
I can't believe the photo booth thing actually did something. That's crazy.
We were there.
Ben, you've just won season 7 of Jet Lag the Game. How do you feel? And you've been on a lot of trains.
I do genuinely feel jet lag.
Goodbye. See you in season 8.
See you in season 8.
Bye, folks.
Thanks for watching.
Thank you so much for watching this entire season of Jet Lag. And congrats, Ben.
You did it, Ben.
I did it. Congrats. I did it.
And now we're in a white void to tell you to subscribe to Nebula.
Yeah, and you know why you should do that? It's because your Wednesdays might be empty now, but not empty if you're on Nebula, because
we're going to keep doing our after show podcast, The Layover, through the whole off season. Every week we're going to get together. We're going to play some little games. We're going to talk about next season. We're going to talk about some random stuff. So if you want to keep jet lagging through the whole off season with no gaps, sign up for Nebula.
Another way that you could keep jet lagging is you could go and watch Crime Spree, which is the pilot season of Jet Lag, and it's available exclusively on Nebula. It's not even on YouTube. That season, Sam had to go around the United States breaking a bunch of weird laws, and we also had not figured out that we should have rest periods yet. So you can see what the consequences of that was.
You can see me react.
Kotaku did call it janky.
You can see me reacting to bringing the most embarrassing possible items through TSA.
Oh, yeah.
And the TSA agent knowing what I was bringing through.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Because it comes on the x-ray. Anyways.
There's a law in Texas. You'll find out about it.
Yeah. Anyways, Nebula, you know, it really is a great way to fill your Wednesdays with all this top-tier original content because these are some of
of creators like biggest dream projects, the Nebula Originals. So they're awesome. And there's every creator's stuff early and ad free. Also great deal. And when you sign up at our link, nebula.tv/jetlag, we'll actually get a portion of your subscription fee for as long as you stay subscribed, which gives us predictable recurring monthly revenue that we can rely on to, you know, do more bigger and better and more frequent seasons, which is awesome. And what you'll get is 40% off an annual subscription, which brings the cost down to under $3 a month. Really not that much.
What could you even buy with that?
I'd say about 3/7 of a latte.
That's less than half.
Yeah, you can't even add those and get.
I think it'll be fun. Anybody that watched all the ad reads for this season will understand this bit. And if you didn't, then you'll be totally lost.
Yeah. Well, you see, it started at 1/2, but we've had inflation. So now it's 3/7.
As the season has gone on.
Yeah. Anyways, so make sure to click the button on screen or sign up at the link in the description to get that 40% off. And thank you in advance for your support. And see you next time.
And thanks for watching the whole season.
Bye.